You're listening to the Sonics Basketball Podcast. I'm Jules Chris.
And your other host, Oliver Big Man.
We're here to ask if Seattle will get an NBA team again.
We believe that the Sonics will come back soon.
The Sonics were a professional NBA team from 1967 to 2008. The Sonics moved from Seattle to Oklahoma City in 2008. The franchise is currently under the OKC Thunder. We're here to talk about the downfall of the Sonics and to ask how realistic it really is for an NBA team to return to Seattle.
But first, we need to know why the Sonics left Seattle. In 2002, the Sonics were horrible. The coaching was terrible and the players were bad, and the front office made terrible trade decisions. So the owner wanted to sell the team. He had a lot of options, but for some reason he sold it to an Oklahoma City business group. The leader was Clay Bennett. He promised to keep the team in Seattle. But from the start, people didn't believe him. A couple of seasons went by, and the lease for Key Arena was coming to an end. So Clay Bennett, instead of trying to renew the lease, tried to get the arena to OKC, which confirmed everyone's suspicions. And the people were mad. A couple of failed last-ditch efforts, and the city, NBA, and state council not cooperating with each other and not wanting the Sonics to stay. It seemed the team was moving. Until Greg Nickels, Seattle's mayor, sued Clay Bennett because the Sonics were supposed to play till 2010, but were leaving in 2008. It went to the Supreme Court. It looked like Seattle was going to win, but an hour before the judge's decision, Greg Nickels took a $75 million deal to drop all charges against Clay Bennett, and from then on, Seattle hasn't had a team.
So after all that, it leaves Seattle without an NBA team to this day. Players and personalities around the league have spoken out about this issue. NBA All-Star and former Sonic himself, Kevin Durant, has said that Seattle deserves an NBA team again. Now, there's a couple ways Seattle could get a team again. Relocation, or expansion. According to ESPN, possible teams that could relocate to Seattle include the Phoenix Suns and Memphis Grizzlies. Now, expansion is a bit more likely, but would not be possible until 2025 because of issues regarding the TV deal.
CBS Films. So, me and Jules decided, what do people of Seattle think about the Sonics coming back and leaving? I decided to interview McClure Middle School superstar rec basketball player Liam O'Leary as a next generation person who thinks of the Sonics and what he wants for them. Question, do you like basketball? Answer, yes, it is one of my favorite sports. Question, do you like the Sonics? Answer, even though I didn't ever watch them, I do like the Sonics. Question, what do you think as a professional rec basketball player are the chances of the Sonics returning? Answer, depends on if the city wants it back and what the people want, but I believe there is a high chance that they'll come back. Question, who do you blame for the Sonics leaving? Answer, I blame Clay Bennett. Question, do you agree with the mayor's decision? No, I think he should have waited till the judge's ruling.
I decided to interview my mom, who's lived in Seattle most of her life and saw the Sonics play live before. The first question I asked was, what were your initial thoughts on the Sonics leaving? and she said that she was devastated about it. I also asked what the city's reaction was at the time of the move, and she said the city felt betrayed. My last question was, what were the chances of the Sonics coming back? And she says she doesn't really know, but if a team is looking to relocate, there's a good chance.
Thank you for listening to our podcast about the Seattle Super Seattle and want the team to come back. Please contact your local politicians and urge them to get the Sonics back. Even if you don't live in Seattle, you can still do that.
Some sources we used during this project to conduct our research was watching SonicsGate and reading articles from ESPN. Thank you. Goodbye.